record, so now it's recording.
Fuck. Yeah, because I thought it could be an awesome part. Well, let's start from the beginning. So, as I understood, the Hackademia.
Hackademia,
the project you're working on, is really similar to like this bio, the mobile lab this hackathon is about.
Totally.
So it's completely the same thing, actually. So, can you please explain it again, just like in a few words, what it's all about and how does it work and about the applying it to the...
Yeah. Hackademia is a mobile invention lab. So what we do is that we go where no one goes and train local team of young people to work with children and introduce them to hands-on making, hands-on science, experiments, coding, so they can learn by doing and by playing. And after they are introduced to soldering, for example, they can build projects for their local community, like a solar panel. And it's not only making for the sake of making, it's not only learning tools, so we use tools, it's project-based learning, so they can do something for their community. Because we believe that children have rich imagination, they can find solutions that we cannot think of anymore, and they want to be involved in their community, they care. So we want to give them an opportunity to apply knowledge and work in the community and do projects and work together, collaborate, and get like this feedback, this satisfaction of a project. I made a robot, I made a solar panel, it's something I made. It gives them a lot of self-confidence and they're very proud and they get the inspiration to learn more. They become curious. We want children to become curious.
Okay, great. So, about like from, if we look from the historical part, when did it start? Like, how does it get funded? Or maybe just about, just a bit of technicalities about it. Like, how many people is involved? How do you choose where to go? Are you get invited? Could you get to Slovenia, for example?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, it started 9 months ago. I went to Cambodia. I was working with 100 children that are orphans in an orphanage in Phnom Penh, the capital. All ages, from babies to 18 years old. And I didn't, when I went there, I didn't know exactly what we're going to work on. So, I said, I will just go, see what they have access to, what they like, what's relevant in their context, and we will improvise. And it turns out that the older ones were speaking English, but the younger ones didn't. So what we ended up doing is that we created circles where I would teach the older ones and they would teach the younger ones because, you know, they could only speak Khmer. So it was beautiful because they got the responsibility of teaching and they also learned better because the best way of learning is to teach to someone else. So together we start doing all the things that they liked, you know, like they wanted to build blogs. I showed them Khan Academy, Wikipedia, learn how to make an app, electronics, you know, like we set up like a local, what do you call it, mini microscope, like all sorts of things. And yeah, I worked with them for 4 months and at the end, like I felt my role there was done because they were learning from each other and they learn how to, where to look for information, how to be curious, how not to be scared when they don't know something, to ask each other, to ask like teachers, to ask people from the community. And I said, wow, if this worked so well in Cambodia, where there are like so little resources, it's worth trying to apply in other countries. And I felt like I actually learned a lot from them, you know, because they have a strong community sense and they still fix many things. They fix their motorbike and so forth. So I came back to Europe and I went to France. I was working in a research center for life sciences and it's a special research center at Paris Descartes where they do learning through research. So when students are 18, they go directly in the lab and they start making experiments. So they don't start learning theory and all these things that they don't understand. They start making an experiment and along the experiment, they learn everything they need to know. And I convinced the students and the researchers to come with me to schools in underprivileged areas of Paris and just work with the kids, you know, and ask them like big questions of science, like go and study the ants and make like a musical carpet and code an app that emulates the solar system and And it was amazing, you know, like, because the scientists, they have a lot of imagination, but they also like challenging questions, and children ask them very challenging questions. And after that, I applied to this program at NASA called Singularity University. So I was there for 3 months. They invited me as education teaching fellow. So I worked with students from all around the world. They were studying about like all like these latest technologies, like nanotechnologies, AI, biohacking. And some of them, you know, I told them about this project, about Hackademia, and they said, wow, yeah, it's great to learn about these technologies, but we wish we would have learned about it when we were younger. So we will help you do this project, you know, because if you start early, then you can really change a country. You can really change mentalities, behavior, you know. And yeah, ever since we've done more than 60 workshops, 4,000 children and 300 mentors. And I really want to come back to Slovenia and do it here as well and train a team of students here that, I mean, you have this beautiful space. Just imagine like, and I'm sure the other space is also great. You know, an evening, once a week, once every 2 weeks, have like open space. You don't even need every time to prepare workshops, but just have open space. They come, you have discussions, they ask you questions, you know, you show them things. And I would really like, I think the most important is to learn how to talk to them, so to how to stimulate their imagination, how to create stories, how to get them excited. You know, it's not necessarily, they don't care about skills. They care about how much enthusiasm you put into this. And if you treat them as a grown-up, as in like if you take their opinion seriously, I take them very seriously. And if you see, if they see that, you earn their trust. So that's what I would like to do, to come back and work with a group of local people from here, from Slovenia, so they can start, you know, popularizing like all of these
questions. These labs and,
yeah, all of these labs and all of these,
yeah. So Mark invited you to come?
Mark invited me to come, yes.
Where did you meet Mark?
It's a long story.
Did you learn anything from this hackathon? How did you, like, was it the first time for you that you were a part of a biohackathon with all these crazy devices which are all around us? Like, I don't know, just tell me about your experience.
My head is exploding still. I learned a ton. It was so intense. I didn't know that much about bio before. I'm more of an electronical hacker and computer science, and I learned a lot about biology, and it's fascinating. And the people were fascinating as well, like stories of biohackers that started young and they know all the plants. And I grew up in the mountains in Transylvania, so I also know all the plants and I really like nature. So we had like very intimate conversations. And also all these constraints, like how can you take everything that is in a lab and take it to the forest, and what can you keep and what can you minimize, and how are you gonna deal with electricity, with battery problems, and how can we make experiments more interactive or like more efficient, and how can we share what we learn. Like there was a lot of learning at so many levels, and the people were quite unique. And we were all very different, so I think we learned a lot from each other. Awesome. I really enjoyed it.
Great. Two more questions, and I want like short answers. What is workshopology?
Workshopology is the religion of workshops. We think we will promote a new religion where everyone is going to become super intelligent in the world, and that's what workshopology is all about.
Okay. And the second question, what's your definition of mobile lab? DIY lab.
Yes. Mobile lab is basically a bag, a suitcase, a box where you just put things you need in order to explore the world around you. And the way you want to explore the world is your choice, and what you put in your box is your choice. And you iterate that over and over again, and you just go out into the nature and try to see what happens.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, just tell your name so we'll know how to pronounce it.
Sure. My name is Stefania Druga.
Druga?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. Stop.